We would like to ask Harisari Prabhu to say a few words in glorification of Yamuna Prabhu.
So, I wasn't actually expecting to be asked to speak, but so I haven't prepared anything. But I'll just try to offer a couple of short anecdotes just to express some appreciation for Jamuna Devi. I think the first time that I heard about her was February 1972. I had just started coming around to the Sydney Temple, and for about a week, whilst I was making the adjustment from coming out of Kami life into full-time devotee life, I was visiting the temple every day. I would come at about 6 in the morning and then leave about 8 o'clock at night. And during the daytime, we would be engaged in various kinds of service. So I was given a job of redecorating a small storefront that was right next door to the Sydney Temple. So all day long we were just painting and cleaning and doing so many things. And we had a small record player, and the only record that we had was the Radha Krishna Temple album. So all day long we were playing this record, and you know, all the way through, and then when it stopped we'd put it straight back on again, and so in this way maybe, you know, a dozen times a day we were hearing this sound vibration. And I'd never heard anything like it before. It was completely amazing, just the mood that it struck. And in particular there was Jamuna's voice, which was so dominant in all of the songs there. And I was very curious about who this singer is, because when you heard Jamuna's voice, she had this kind of slightly nasal intonation, but it was totally transporting you to another realm. It was just so unusual and so spiritually surcharged. So I was very much affected by hearing that. And so I, after a couple of days, I asked one of the senior ladies in the ashram there, Vaibhavi Devi, and I wanted to know who's actually singing on this record. So in very awed tones, she said, that's Jamuna Devi. She said, Prabhupada said that she's already attained the stage of bhava. So, of course, I was a new bhakta. I had no idea what bhava actually was, but I could understand this is something really special. And she told me a short anecdote that she'd heard, that one time after a Sunday feast, they found Jamuna outside sitting next to the garbage can. Some people had thrown the prasadam in the garbage, and she was picking out the prasadam from the garbage and eating it and crying in ecstasy. So I thought, you know, this is an amazing person. And so later on, because I was 72, later on in 1975 I was fortunate to join Srila Prabhupada's party, and very shortly afterwards Prabhupada got a letter from Jamuna. This was at the end of 1975. So just a few months after her ex-husband Gurudas had taken sannyas, and then she had set out with Dina Tarani on their own adventure in developing another program to spread Krishna consciousness. So she'd written that they got this property in Oregon. And they had some plans. They laid them out that they would start off small, and then they wanted to gradually develop this fairly large program for training ladies in Krishna consciousness. So after Prabhupada read the letter, or heard the letter, then he wrote back and he said, actually, he said, there are no grandiose programs in Krishna consciousness. He said, it's better you live very simply, dress so as not to attract the attention of men, and you just chant and do your worship like that. So he gave her a direct instruction to keep herself very simple living and high thinking. And I think just after that, then another letter came. Dina, you can correct me, but I think that the deities of Radha Banbihari were installed on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's appearance or disappearance? Disappearance on his disappearance day, and she sent some photographs, which Prabhupada very much appreciated. So there was one comment that Prabhupada made there in that letter, where he'd just received a letter from Gurudas a few days before getting the one from Jamuna, and both of them were expressing their pleasure at now, you know, proceeding along these particular paths, him as a sannyasi and her there with this idea for this ashram. And Prabhupada wrote back, he said, "I have a new slogan." You might remember this, Dina. He said, "I have a new slogan. Man is good, woman is good. When they combine together, they become bad." So he said, "Now you've been freed from these, you know, this marital situation. Now you develop your Krishna consciousness." So it was very nice. Later on, in 1976, we came to Los Angeles. Prabhupada arrived there on June the 1st. He spent 10 days there. And I was very delighted to find that Jamuna was there in Los Angeles. She'd come down from Oregon. And she cooked the whole time that Srila Prabhupada was there, herself and Palika Devi. Because as Prabhupada's servant, generally speaking, the servant was the cook. I think I was probably the only servant that Prabhupada had that couldn't cook anything. So I was very happy when Jamuna and Palika were there. They made these fabulous meals for Srila Prabhupada every day. He was so much appreciative. And at the end of the visit, when we were due to fly to Detroit, I had approached Rameshwara Swami, he was the GVC, that, you know, I'm not a cook. Prabhupada needs really first-class prasadam because of the delicacy of his health. So can you arrange for Jamuna to travel with us whilst we're in America and she can do all the cooking? Unfortunately, she wasn't available. She had other duties that she had to do. So Palika came with us instead. But I always remembered, you know, the special flavor, the wonderful preparations that Jamuna made there. Then later on, we came here to Vrindavan from September till November in 76. And about halfway through Prabhupada's stay here, one day he was sitting in his room, in the prasadam room, taking his prasadam, and Jamuna suddenly turned up unexpectedly. We didn't know that she was coming, but she'd flown to India, and she was actually on the way to Calcutta, and she was going to stay with one of our prominent life members there, Mr. C.L. Bajoria, because Mr. Bajoria had a first-class cook, Mawari cook, working for him. So Jamuna was going, she'd made an arrangement to go and stay with Mr. Bajoria's family so that she could learn more cooking from Mr. Bajoria's cook, and this was going to be part of a preparation for this long-awaited cookbook that she was working on. So before she went to Calcutta, she stopped off in Delhi and came to Vrindavan just so that she could get Prabhupada's blessings for that project. So when she arrived, Prabhupada had just sat down and was just beginning to take his prasadam. So normally, if somebody came to see Prabhupada, if he was eating, we would ask them to wait. And Prabhupada, he liked to sit and eat on his own, very quietly, contemplatively, without any disturbance. But as soon as he heard that Jamuna had arrived, he said, "Bring her in." And he had her come and sit down next to him. And he told me to bring a plate. And then he took prasadam off his own plate and put it on her plate. And then very happily for about an hour they sat there taking prasadam together and chatting away about different Krishna conscious projects. So I think that's a good mark of Prabhupada's regard from Jamuna, that, you know, he didn't want to keep her waiting, he had to come and share his prasadam with him. So that was very, very nice. And I think I'll just finish, since we don't have a lot of time, I'll just finish with one other reference point so we can understand something about Jamuna's exalted position as Prabhupada's servant. In 1976, we were in New York, and we were just coming back from a morning walk. I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Rameshwara Swami, they were all in the car. And a question was asked to Srila Prabhupada that when Krishna appears in different places, then he's always accompanied by his entourage of, you know, close associates, and they help him with his mission. So they asked, is that the same with the spiritual master? When he appears, does he have also associates that travel with him to help him with his mission? So Prabhupada said, yes, just like Krishna. So I was very happy to hear Dina Tarani's comment there about Jamuna's last prayer, that wherever Srila Prabhupada is, that's where I want to go. And it did make me think that, of course, at the time, you know, when I heard that comment from Prabhupada in 76, I was thinking, you know, maybe in terms of the big sannyasis or the GBCs, you know, these people must have, you know, come there to assist Prabhupada. And of course, Prabhupada did make the comment that he regarded his disciples as having been sent to him by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to help him spread his mission. But now I can very clearly understand that Jamuna Devi must be part of that special entourage of devotees who travel with Srila Prabhupada wherever he's gone to preach, and they come with him so that they can help him to establish Krishna consciousness for the fallen conditioned souls. So thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jamuna Devi ki jai.